Joining us today are Jeff White and Kurt Snyder of the Cumberland Jazz Collective, a talented jazz quintet based in Tennessee's Cumberland Plateau region. We're excited to dive into their story, their music, and what inspires their work. It's great to have you fellows on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. So for people who are not familiar with the Cumberland Jazz Collective, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we kind of started, I think, Kurt, please jump in, but Kurt Snyder and Jason Hutchins, pharmacist in Cookeville, we were playing in some larger groups together, playing in a big band and a larger band, like a 10-piece band. And I think they got a small quintet job and a small restaurant. And then we ended up, from there, we played a few quintet jobs, for the Playhouse Outdoor Summer Series, and we played for some Christmas services in town. And then it's kind of grown from a quintet to just this nebulous kind of thing where it's larger than a quintet now. So we've added from a traditional drums, bass, piano, and tenor, trumpet, to now trombone, guitar, and multiple singers and tambourine, whoever wants to join. It's a collective.
We actually started as a trio. We started with bass, sax, and drums.
Interesting.
And that was interesting, right? We played some, it was amazing some of the gigs we played. Burt Driver's Nursery down there in DeKalb County.
Right.
Anybody that would have us. But finally found a keyboard player, a guy from Nashville, Ted Wilson. And then we've picked up more horn players and a full rhythm section with a guitar player as well. And then we picked up vocalists as well. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch it grow. It's amazing that we found just great musicians that can play this style of music, you know, in Cookeville.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ted, you mentioned Ted. Ted's a Tech graduate and was actually a trombonist at Tech back in the day. But he's a great pianist. He actually runs the Nashville Jazz Orchestra now. Great arranger. He does a lot of the horn arrangements for the band as well as trombonist Andy Nielsen. But Ted has written tons of musicals, children's musicals, for church musicals, for youth choirs and things like that. And so he has had quite an interesting music career in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting living in Tennessee. Of course, you know, we all think of country music as being here. But jazz really has a strong foothold in this state, and there's a lot of love for jazz music. I lived in Knoxville for a while, and there were a number of you know, jazz groups that would pop up playing at various events and things like that. I know I've heard a jazz group play at the Knoxville Arts Museum and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're world-class musicians just kind of tucked away in there. Some of the most legendary educators and performers, beginning with an educator named Jerry Coger that all jazz musicians would know from his book called Patterns of Jazz, which every student had to get, through Donald Brown, the piano player that played with Art Blakey, and the Jazz Messengers with the Marsalis brothers, and to their current lineup over there that's on faculty. It's like hidden treasure in Knoxville.
I'm
trying to remember the place. There was a place just around the corner from where I lived in Knoxville. Was it Sassy Annie's, maybe? I think it was a club.
Blue Seals,
I remember, too. Yeah, that's right, down in the old city.
Yeah, and they've revived that, and they're doing it. They still have the neon sign, but they do it on PBS now.
Oh, okay.
For the PBS show. But they salvaged the neon sign when Blue Seals closed, and they do it. They book shows and book artists in there and record shows.
I'm glad they saved that neon sign. I do remember that. I lived there. I moved to Knoxville in 89 and lived there for about 4 years before I moved to Cookeville. I got pretty familiar with the place. And I still maintain a lot of theater connections there. But, well, this is really exciting. How did you guys initially – have you played music your whole lives?
I know I've been a music fan my entire life. I think I got a late, as far as playing, I mean, as a kid, I took piano lessons and I was enamored with the trumpet probably because of Doc Severinsen, which is from the Tonight Show. Being a kid, seeing that and thought that sounded exciting. But I didn't really get to thinking about jazz and harmony and learning forms until I was probably late, like 18 being late. But
right.
I'll throw it to Kurt.
Yeah, I started in second grade. I'm a product of the public school system.
Okay.
You know, and in New York, in second grade or in elementary school, you could get out of class to take a private music lesson once a week. And so what child would not want to get out of math class to go play music? And so I kind of came up through that ranks. In my life, my family moved into Florida and when I was about 12 years old and just had great band directors and then my older brother played drums as well. But for me, a key was my musical direction was really shaped when my older brother bought a Buddy Rich album home.
Buddy
Rich Big Band, yeah. And that really, man, that just, I was hooked once I heard that. And so my buddies that were drummers that were planning to play Led Zeppelin and all the rock of those times, I was more focused on jazz. So, yeah, that's kind of my story. But was a full-time player for a long time, and it's kind of a young man's game, so I kind of aged out of that.
Oh, I see.
You can do for your lifetime, though,
right.
So I still love to play.
Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Jeff White and Kurt Snyder about their work with the Cumberland Jazz Collective, as well as just their work in music in general and their inspiration, and we'll go from there. So we'll be right back, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we're back with Jeff White and Kurt Snyder. So you were talking about some of the influences. What are some influences for you musically?
Oh, you know, I got stuck in the bebop era. I think I was born in the wrong time. One of my best friends, when I first moved to Crossville 30 years ago, he was, I think, I can remember, he was a drummer, but a retired optometrist.
Right.
But he was but he had, like I said, he had to pay the bills. But he drummed until in his 90s. And, but he always told me, he said, when I was 30, he said, I think he said, you're a 70-year-old man and a 30-year-old body. And now I'm a 100-year-old man.
It happens.
But, I've always liked Clifford Brown and the bebop era and that sort of thing. But then some college friends turned me on to, surprise to Kurt, Pat Metheny and music.
Sure.
It had rock influences, but it was jazz flavored in terms of harmonically and but then advanced compositionally. And then music and jazz, not just jazz. Music to me is kind of like food. I like a little bit of everything all the time. It's a big buffet and I want to sample it all.
Yeah, that's great though. I mean, I love that. And so there is music outside of jazz music that you guys listen to and love.
Absolutely.
What are some of the musicians or people that we may have heard of? You know, I mentioned I was from Jersey originally, so, you know, we're contractually obligated to listen to Bruce Springsteen all the time, and right. I have embraced that quite heartily in my life. But I wonder, you know, what are some of the musicians that you listen to that may be kind of outside of jazz?
Oh, man. Steely Dan, Stevie Wonder are kind of my two go-tos. Like Jeff, I love all kinds. I mean, I love Sinatra.
Right.
Count Basie's Big Band. I mean, I guess when it comes down, I just love good music, right? And that can be anything. You know, it could be heavy metal, it could be jazz, it could be symphonic music. So, yeah.
That's great. I like the idea of a buffet, that there's so much music out there. And, you know, my son is very much into hip hop, and which he claims I introduced him to, and I guess I did because I did love the Beastie Boys. I've always been a Beastie fan.
Yeah, Tribe. Yeah,
And you know, we were talking about the other day the Roots and stuff. But it's been interesting the music he's introduced me to, much of which I probably wouldn't have discovered maybe at this point in my life, but I really do like because it's just stuff that he's into.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's funny, it goes the other way. My youngest son is 23 now, but he's like, you ever heard of these guys? They're the Allman Brothers. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
First concert I ever went to when I was 13.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. My first big concert was in New York City. I saw Aerosmith at Madison Square Garden with Rick Derringer was the opener.
Oh, wow. I forgot about him.
Yeah, I know. I think he just passed away
he
recently.
Did. He did.
But it was so funny because I think, boy, that was probably 1970 77, maybe. Yeah. I was in, I'm not even sure I was in high school. I may have still been in junior high.
Right.
But it was just, I had one of those friends, like we all have them, those friends who would get on the horn and call me and say, I got a new album by Deep Purple. Right. Who? Oh, you're going to love them. So it's cool because he kind of kicked open the door for me for going to concerts and seeing live music.
That's great. It's funny how some of the wonder of music's a little bit gone. When you bought that album, got it home. And
it really was, yeah.
Read the liner notes and saw the photos. And yeah.
It is. I assume you're vinyl guys.
Yeah.
And my sons are too. Both, so is mine.
They
hit all the vinyl shops. Mm-hmm. That's what they ask for gifts for birthdays. And
so, yeah. I've been buying those records back for the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, there's a few that I lost over the years, and I thought, you know, I do need a copy of, I don't know, I just recently picked up a copy of Aerosmith Rocks.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened to it, but man, what a great album.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. It was my sister's. I hope I didn't steal it. I can picture the album cover.
Yeah. It's all just paying it forward anyway.
Right.
So, okay, we're going to take a short break. I went over on the last segment, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, I'd like to know what's coming up for you guys in terms of performance and opportunities for us to see you all play live.
Absolutely.
That would be great. All right. We will be back with Jeff White and Kurt Snyder of the Cumberland Jazz Collective. And we're back with Jeff White and Kurt Snyder of the Cumberland Jazz Collective. So what's coming up, fellas, musically?
Yeah, we've got a couple of big shows up at the Cumberland County Playhouse coming up on October 25th, this Saturday, and then again on Halloween night. And our group will be backing up Regina Pullen, who's an excellent vocalist. She's a veteran of the Air Force Band in Washington, D.C. She's toured the world with the Air Force Band and just incredible vocalist.
Wow.
And so she has settled. She's a Sparta native and has settled back, retired from the Air Force Band in Sparta. But she is a regular at the Playhouse now, acting and singing performances up there. But she also sings with our band when we play out in clubs and that sort of thing too. But, yeah, she's amazing. Yeah.
You guys will be up performing at Cumberland County Playhouse. Where do you perform up there?
What they call the Adventure Theater. It's their black box that they
can configure. Yeah, that's a great space.
It seats 220, I think, about that, depending on the show. But for this particular, for these concerts, they set up what they call a speakeasy. So fill up as much of the stage. They sell all the house, but then they set as many cabaret tables on the stage right up to the band. Literally, last year we played, I was literally – I felt bad. My bell was right. So,
right. I had a patron right next to my crash symbol. Right. I warned her.
Yeah, that's what they're paying for. It's like seeing music in three dimensions.
It is. An immersive experience.
Yeah, there you go.
They could have turned pages for us, that's for sure. But it's a great space. It sounds wonderful. And Regina is fantastic. She has great stage presence. She's great voice. She's beautiful. She has it all. And she was with the Singing Sergeants with the Air Force.
I think
that's the premier vocal ensemble for the Air Force and the D.C. Ensembles. But there'll be some – I think she'll have some backup singers, some surprises, and there's always something a little different each show. So, and that's what makes – I think that's where the jazz comes in. Even if we're playing – because of the set list that we'll play this weekend and next, it'll have – different things, but there actually will be jazz versions of Nirvana.
I love that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of some different things that aren't necessarily you'd think of
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
Stevie Wonder,
but it may be like Maceo Parker. Yeah. It'd be different little takes of things. Mm-hmm. But she'll also bring some surprises in.
And she sings great traditional jazz as well, some Ella Fitzgerald, Carmen Cray. So yes, everybody'll get a taste of a lot of different things. Pretty eclectic.
That's great. And so the musicians that are going to be playing, these are some of the fellas that you mentioned earlier in the interview.
Yeah, correct.
Run through some of those names again, just so they love the attention.
So we have Jason Hutchins on saxophone. He plays tenor and alto. He is. He's from the Memphis area originally. He's a pharmacist at the hospital here in Cookeville.
Okay.
But did time, like we all did, playing gigs. He played with a funk horn band back in the 90s, wow. I guess, when he was younger. He's like, he's probably the youngest guy in the band, probably. I think. But he's an incredible player. Yeah, and we also have Andy Nielsen, our trombone player, and he plays some trumpet as well, along with
Jeff. And he's a great arranger, too.
Yeah, big time.
Awesome.
And Dave Odegaard's our bass player.
I know Dave. Yeah, we both teach for Tech.
Yeah, he runs the bass.
I saw
studio.
Him this morning, actually.
That's right. Yeah, and Dave, you know, we're close in age, and we have our musical upbringings are kind of the same. He mm-hmm. spent time in Orlando playing top 40 music okay. back in the day, but he's a great player. Who am I missing? No, Pat Fitzpatrick's our guitar player. He's an attorney in town.
I love that. Well.
Yeah, and Pat's a country player that approached us when we were playing at Red Silo one night and said, hey, I want to learn how to play jazz. Can I play with you guys? And he's like, come on, man. And he's really developed into a really nice jazz player. Yeah.
That is so cool.
It is pretty cool.
And then of course, Ted Wilson on keyboards and piano. And that's something about the group that I think I really like is last year Ted had a family emergency or commitment.
That's right.
And so we – I hope I don't mess her name up. I think it's Margarita Fava. I hope that is correct.
Yeah, Margarita. Yeah.
And she just released a CD. She's a product of the University of Tennessee
okay.
jazz program, but she is from Europe, I think.
Italy.
I can't remember.
Yes, Italian.
Yeah. And Fava.
That makes sense. But she just released a recording. I had a CD release party, and so people still make recordings.
She was an incredible sub.
And she came in and just
she smoked it.
Yeah, she did.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's so fascinating about music is that improvisational quality where sometimes you just kind of go where you're going and everybody comes along for the ride.
That's right.
So that's really great. Well, I tell you what, fellas, it's been so nice talking to you today about the Cumberland Jazz Collective. Go see them up at Cumberland County Playhouse in the Adventure Theater. Once again, I was talking today with Jeff White and Kurt Snyder. Thanks so much, fellas, and keep making great music. I'm going to try and come up and see you for sure.
Great.
Please do. Thanks
so much. Yeah.